Hello and welcome to the Progressive Canadian. This is our first episode. This week on the Progressive Canadian, we will be discussing the SNC-Lavalin allegations. We will also be discussing the pro-oil United We Roll convoy that has arrived in Ottawa this week. All that and more on the Progressive Canadian. So, first things first, we have got to talk about the SNC-Lavalin allegations going on right now in Ottawa. This has just very recently plagued the Trudeau Liberal government here in Canada, and it seems a lot like the Liberal Party hasn't actually changed like they said they have since the sponsorship scandal. This is something that I think all progressives, true progressives, are against. We can't have these big corporations getting off on their criminal prosecution challenges. This needs to be thoroughly investigated by a outside, independent investigative committee. Because I don't think this is what Canada needs. There's so many more big issues going on. And this is just proving that the Trudeau Liberal government actually isn't changed that much from the previous scandalous Liberal Party that used to be here in Canada. The fact is, the Liberal Party and the Conservative Party are old. They won't be changing. And I think it's time for us to look for something new, because the Liberal and Conservative governments have been in power here in Canada for so long. So long. And honestly, I don't think that either of them are a great option for Canada right now. We need to take a serious look at other options that we have here in Canada, including the Green Party, including the NDP, and if you are on the right, even look at the PPC, because I think we're seeing that the Conservative and Liberal governments are just not working for Canadians right now. Even whenever Harper was in power and it was the Conservative government, there were a ton of scandals, like almost a new one every single day. Same thing with the Liberal Party right now. How many scandals have we had since they've just come into power in 2015? Maybe think about that a little bit before we go to the polling booth this year, because this year is an election year. And I think we really need to think this through this time. So next up, we're talking about the United We Roll convoy that has arrived in Ottawa and was protesting in Ottawa this week. I think us as progressives, us as even just normal Canadians, should be terribly ashamed of what has gone through our country right now. This pro-oil pipeline group has arrived in Ottawa and caused us as Canadians now are being looked at as not a leader in climate change. We're too busy fighting for our oil pipeline that wants to get to the West Coast. While the rest of the world is protesting a cleaner environment, clean water, clean air, getting rid of fossil fuels. What are we doing here in Canada? We're protesting having an oil pipeline go across the country. I don't think that's what Canada needs. Just the economics of it, right? Does anybody really think that this oil pipeline is actually going to benefit ordinary Canadians? Of course it's not. Of course it's not. You know what? Who this is going to benefit? This is going to benefit the CEOs of these big oil companies out on the West Coast. That's the only people this is going to benefit. This is not going to benefit ordinary Canadians. Our country has been running fine without a pipeline for years. It is continuing to run fine without a pipeline, and we do not need a pipeline. I think that's done. I think that's the point. And I am slightly happy to see some counter protests in Ottawa. I'm happy that they haven't gotten violent, because that was one of my main concerns whenever I originally saw these counter protests going on in Ottawa. But us as Canadians should be incredibly ashamed of what the United We Roll convoy has brought to our country. It's terrible, and I think it makes our country look incredibly bad. We should be fighting for our, we should be fighting for our kids. We should be fighting for the next generation. If we build this oil pipeline, all that's going to do is put more oil into the system, put more oil into our air, more carbon pollution. That's not what we need, again. And that's not even thinking about leaks. That's not thinking about anything. We could have contaminated ground all the way there. It can contaminate our water. There's a million reasons of why we should not build this pipeline. But I think we need to really stand up and say, no, we don't want this pipeline. We don't need this pipeline. And this pipeline will not be getting built. And we can't let ourselves get taken in by everybody else. Like, you see other people in your community supporting the United We Roll pipeline, even though you're friends with that person. And I know friends that have supported the United We Roll convoy that has gone through, and we're still friends. But you can't, just because you're their friend, just change your views to accommodate that. We need to, us as progressives need to stand strong. We need to say, no, we don't want a pipeline. And that brings me to the Liberals, okay? So the Liberals in 2015 ran this incredibly progressive campaign. And honestly, they haven't been delivering. I can't say that enough. The Liberals have not been delivering on their progressive promises. Like, they haven't delivered on electoral reform. This is a huge progressive issue here in Canada. We are one of the last few developed countries that is running on a first-past-the-post system. We cannot let that slide. We need to have our proportional representation system here in Canada. They haven't delivered on that. They bailed on that. It was they promised that the whole electoral campaign, and then the second they won a majority, oh, now it's okay. First past the post is okay now because they won a majority. I don't think that's okay. We need to make it clear that that's not okay. They can't say one thing in the election campaign and say another. So again, as I said in the last segment, we need to start looking at some other options. We can't keep flocking to the Conservatives and the Liberals. They have not been doing well for Canadians. We need to look at other options. We need to drastically look at other options. And the other thing, vote. So many Canadians, especially progressive Canadians, don't vote. I know it feels like your voice is not being heard. I know it feels like that, but we absolutely need to get out there and vote. If all of us progressives get out and vote for the right people, not a fake progressive liberal party, then we might be able to actually see some change in this country. But people, it's 2019. It's an election year. We need to get out and vote. Progressives need to mobilize. Progressives need to vote Green or NDP. We need to vote for somebody who has actually stayed consistent on these progressive values the whole time. And this is my rant right now for Canadian progressives, because we have not been mobilizing properly. The conservative movement has. We just saw that United reroll convoy go right to Ottawa. But progressives are sitting down and not standing up. In 2019, this election year, at the very least, please, please, please go out and vote for a party that is actually going to make a difference, not the fake liberals. I mean, not the fake progressive liberals. We need to vote for somebody who is actually going to stand up for progressive values, and that's not what the Trudeau Liberal government has been doing for the past 4 years. How's that for enthusiasm? So getting back kind of to the point, we need to look at these oil pipelines and say, is this really what we want to run? Like, Canada has a choice right now. We can either go and say, let's build this pipeline and and by the way, this isn't even talking about all the Aboriginal treaties we're breaking by forcing this thing through. But we have to make a decision. Are we going to support an oil pipeline that is going to destroy our environment? Or are we going to start looking at some other solutions? Solutions that will honestly bring more jobs to Canada than this oil pipeline will. Like, they want $15 billion to build this pipeline. $15 billion. Let me repeat this. $15 billion to take the oil from Alberta and bring it out west. I don't think that's worth it. What can we do with $15 billion in green energy? So many options, but we, in 2019, we need to get to the polling booth and we need to show people that we're here. We want our voices heard as progressive Canadians. And we cannot let the Liberal government convince us that they are the true progressives, because we all know they're not. If they were the true progressives, we would have electoral reform by now. If they were the true progressives, we would have pharmacare by now. If they were the true progressives, we would have dental care by now. But they're not. They're fake. And it's too bad, but this is what's going on. Yeah. So before we end, I need to give a shout out to someone in particular who has really inspired me to get this podcast going and speak about what I feel is really going on. That person is Greta Thunberg. I really hope I'm pronouncing that right. From Sweden. Basically, what happened is I was going through Facebook, and I saw somebody shared one of her videos, and I watched it. I found it incredibly interesting, and her to be incredibly interesting. I have, like, officially watched nearly every single video I can find with her in it. The reason why she was really interesting to me is she has she's on the autism spectrum, and I am also on the autism spectrum. It was very interesting to see someone who is a lot like me doing something that is getting people mobilized all around the world. And this is something I wanted to be part of too. And for her, it's great that they have found their way to make their mark. And I have always been not as confrontational in that sense. I'm less into the I'm going to protest on Parliament Hill or the legislature in Toronto. And I really think that this podcast is my way of helping this movement and helping get what's really going on out there. I hope that this podcast will help get other people motivated and getting them out to vote, getting these people out and standing up for what we believe in, because I see it so much. People talk about how they feel like they're not being listened to. They feel like no matter what they do, they don't have any power. And that's kind of where I step in. I really think that these people need people like Greta, and I want to do it too. They need people who can push them to keep going and push them to keep saying, yes, what you're doing is right. This is what we need, the path we need to continue on. And again, I really need to thank Greta for inspiring me to start this podcast. That's as much as I can say right now. So big shout out to Greta. Oh, the other thing that caught my attention, she did a TED Talk, and I found it incredibly funny that the outfit she was wearing at the TED Talk with the, I don't usually wear two braids, I usually wear one braid. I found it super funny that the outfit she was wearing with the blue sweater and the black pants and the black boots and the braid is what I wear so often. I have worn that exact outfit like a million times over. I found it that was another really that's a lot less to do with it, but that I found that funny. Anyways, huge thank you to anybody who's actually listening, even though I know there's probably not a lot of people listening on our first episode. I want to thank you all for tuning in and listening. And final reminder, remember to get out there. Remember, at the very least this year, it's an election year, and get out and vote for a candidate who actually represents your values. And do a little bit of research. Check if their record has actually followed them. Like, you could probably find some things with Justin Trudeau that you would be able to find out pretty quickly that he isn't actually the progressive he says he is. But sometimes we just don't look into those things. So I want to encourage people this year that at the very least, please go, please read, please vote for somebody who stands up for progressive values, because we are in an election year. And next week, I'll be back. I'll be talking about more about the issues that are facing our country right now and how we solve them from a progressive point of view. Again, thank you so much for listening. I will see you next week.